Ida storms ashore. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute.
Hurricane Ida made landfall officially at Port Fourchon as a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
This is one of the strongest storms to make landfall here in modern times.
Nick Mosca is among those trying to ride it out at home in New Orleans.
I'd like to be better prepared. There's a few things that I'm thinking we probably could have done, but this storm came pretty quick.
We're praying for the best and prepared for the worst.
On the federal end, President Biden says FEMA has pre-positioned a lot of resources, including meals and rescue teams.
We're going to put the country's full might behind the rescue and recovery.
U.S. forces have carried out a second drone strike in Afghanistan, this time in Kabul. U.S. officials say it struck a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from the Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan as they were on their way to the airport. Witnesses say it targeted two cars in a nearby residential building. They also say it killed and wounded several civilians, and an Afghan official says three children were among the dead. The strike came just 2 days before the U.S. is set to conclude its massive airlift and withdraw the last U.S. troops from Afghanistan. And finally, actor Ed Asner has died at the age of 91. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Had things worked out differently, Ed Asner would have been a newsman. He studied journalism at the University of Chicago until a professor told him there was no money in it. Asner's best-known role was as Lou Grant, both on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and on the drama Lou Grant. He was Santa in the film Elf and the voice of Carl in the animated movie Up. Asner said in a 1995 AP interview, even if people thought of him as Lou Grant, he had found his niche.
Portliness, baldness, they all pay off.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.